5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I always like when we can start. I say this all the time, but when I can start with great guests, I mean, the ratings just ramp up. And we, of course, have UNC Bears stud Bodie Hume in studio with us. Bodie, man, you're looking good, my friend. You got the shiner healing up there from the other day.
Yeah, it's healing up pretty nice, you know. Took a shot against Montana, had to play it out against South Dakota, and luckily this year, you know, last year we started conference and I actually got a swollen eye completely shut against Idaho State.
I remember that.
So for this year to not have it be completely shut for our next game is nice to have, you know.
You tend to need that when you're a shooter, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a basketball scientist, but two eyes are better than one.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, I got to say this. I noticed the hat. You got a Friends hat on.
Yes.
You big Friends guy?
Big Friends guy.
I mean, who isn't, right?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely gone to movie theaters and watched the scenes where they have little things different and you have to pick out those little things and been able to pick out those little things. So I guess you could say I'm a pretty big Friends fan.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, big Chandler guy.
Okay, yeah.
Funny guy.
Me
cracks
too.
All the jokes. Has to be Chandler.
You can't beat Chandler. It's the best one.
Yep.
Did you watch what was it? They had the reunion episode?
I did.
Was it good?
It was really good. It was kind of crazy to see because you see another side of the actual characters and like the actresses and actors in real life and definitely a little bit different, but they all have like their own little unique things that made them their characters. It was really cool to see.
So that's the go-to. I always find that if you're a Friends guy, you're not a Seinfeld guy.
Wrong.
You're definitely a Seinfeld guy. Okay.
Since Friends has been taken off Netflix, I've been watching Seinfeld.
So I'm wrong on that one, too. All right. How about Everybody Loves Raymond?
I did like watching that a lot. Yeah.
Man, Bodie's got it down. Those are three. I'm just gonna say those are three smart TV shows, man. Those are. All three. Well, Seinfeld not as much for me, but those two. Oh yeah, man. We'll watch those like crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some more important things. You guys are on a three-game winning streak. Taking care of South Dakota, that's kind of a gritty team. That's a tough team that just wouldn't go away. But I love the two before that. You guys dip your toes into to Big Sky play, going up against Montana State and Montana. And those were tight games, too, man. Those were listening to Jerry's call on that. That was just absolute epic. But I bet you guys were kind of like, man, I wish we could have pulled away a little sooner on that.
No, absolutely. I think in all three of these games, especially the two Big Sky games, we ended up getting a pretty big lead. And we are unanimously known for almost throwing it away. But luckily, these two times we took it out and ended up getting a win, which is really nice to have.
Well, you guys are becoming known as having close games, too.
Yep.
That's why I'm saying get out to Bank of Colorado Arena because you're going to see some epic showdowns go down. And you guys, we talk to UNC players, we talk to CSU players. CSU players say the same thing. That UNC basketball team is electric. They are very exciting, very fun to watch. And I say it, you guys had that team on the ropes, too. We can go back on it. But you provide a very exciting style of basketball that I think the average to the diehard basketball fan just absolutely loves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's easy to say that we bring a lot of close atmosphere games and a lot of fun atmosphere games. Like we have a lot of guys that show emotions on the court and show how happy they are when something goes good and vice versa with the teams that we play. They have a lot of good players that are a lot of fun to watch. So it's really nice and really competitive for us.
I saw our producer Angel pointed out something on Twitter about your leadership factor too. What's that been like for you? I mean, you stormed onto the scene as a Bear though. You were the Big Sky Conference Freshman of the Year. So you were kind of like, I mean, they asked, I remember Jeff Linder at the time, he asked a lot out of a freshman right off the bat, but you quickly had to grow. So you grew into that, and now, of course, you're one of those leaders that really keeps this group kind of together. What's that transition been like for you?
That hasn't been the hardest part. I think the hardest part for me has been being more vocal, I guess you could say. I've always been a guy that just kind of leads by example and shows you how to do things and not necessarily can really ride you and like give. I don't give the pregame speeches. I don't give the pregame talks and huddles. I'm just going to show you what needs to be done. I'm going to explain to you what needs to be done, and I'm going to show you how to do it right. And that's really where it is for me. And thankfully, we have guys that can give our pregame talks. Who actually sophomore Bryce Kennedy is our guy who gives pregame talks. He does a really good job. He's a very vocal person, and everyone understands that when he's talking, we need to shut up and just listen.
There's a lot of guys like that though. There's star players, they're leaders, but sometimes they're not always the most vocal. Maybe not necessarily on the floor, but in those pregame speeches or at halftime and stuff, saying we got to be better, throwing clipboards and stuff. Sometimes you don't see that always in the leadership factor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think for me, like the biggest change has been The ability to talk in the locker room at halftime and after games and like, hey, if we do this, 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 and this, it'll be a lot better for us, and we can stop a lot more. And that's just been like the biggest change for me, and honestly, the most fun change for me as well.
Talking to Bodie Hume, the UNC Bears now a three straight, including a South Dakota win the other night, 74-69, and that was a game where it kind of felt you were getting control. Then they came back. Then you're getting control. Then they came back. And sometimes that happens. But like you had mentioned earlier, it was nice to see those three games in a row. You're able to hold on to those, and that's got to be a great learning process, as we've talked about. Because, you know, I know you had two Big Sky games already. But at the end of the day, that's the most important stretch you're going to have is the conference play. That's all that really matters. So now fine-tuning is so key for you guys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think if you go back to overall our whole season, you see that we've taken a lot of steps of getting better. We just haven't been able to close out games. And to go tight with CSU and lose in regular or in end of regulation and then go to Montana State and actually get a win in overtime, which we haven't done in a really long time, is great to see that we almost did our thing and did what we exactly have been doing, but thankfully we pulled it out in overtime. And then to see Montana, we didn't make it to overtime because we finally won a game. And then South Dakota, just getting more and more exciting and more easier for us to get wins. So it's been nice to see.
What was the big difference you saw in those three games versus, you know, some of those other close games where you didn't come out with a win?
I think when we end up, I guess you could say when we punch the other team in the mouth and get a commanding lead, we end up taking our foot off the gas, and then they start mounting a comeback, and ultimately we kind of look scared, or we kind of get very timid. And Coach Smiley says it all the time. He says we've played to lose and not played to win, or we've played to not lose and played to win. So that's been nice to finally see, especially Montana State. You could tell even when we got in the overtime. I got to sit out the whole overtime against Montana State. So it was nice to see and sit back and see that no one was scared. No one was playing not to lose. They were playing to win this game, and that was really exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's seeing that growth process within the season, because we always talk about it, whether you're a freshman, a senior, whatever. This every season is such a growing process throughout. What's your basketball team going to be like? I mean, again, it just seems like everybody kind of does their part. They have their roles to play. Some nights it's going to be you dropping 30. Some nights you're going to see the two guards really take off in Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson. I mean, those two guys are so quick, too. They're so difficult to guard. And then you see Core just running the boards still. I mean, when he's not playing backgammon, he's running the boards down there.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really fun to see. And like you said, everyone has filled their role and everyone found their role, which was honestly a struggle for us at the very beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. But for us to finally get that niche and find everyone's role has been really, really happy to see.
Yeah, well, nice wins, of course. Now you're on the road a little bit, and then you got some neutral site games. But this game coming up next week against a Pac-12 team, I think they cracked the top 10. I think they're sitting around 11. Talking about Arizona, a very big test for you guys next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think if you go back to, personally for me, we go back to that Texas game, and that was a huge game for them being very, very high nationally ranked. And so going back to Arizona, really for me personally, my goals are just to stay in the game, one, and two, give us a better opportunity to win. I really didn't help us out a lot against Texas, so that's what we're kind of going for there. And I mean, we have a lot of momentum going into this Arizona game. I wouldn't let them take us lightly by any means. We were playing really, really well right now.
Well, the Texas game, yeah, the first half was what it was, but yeah, your team was so resilient and coming back made that game interesting.
Exactly.
You look at, again, I hate to keep harping on it, but Colorado State is a 9-0 basketball team. A lot of people, obviously, they're 26th right now. They should crack the top 25, especially if they beat Mississippi State over the weekend. So you've had some very tough tests where you were right there in the thick of it. So I'm looking at the Arizona game thinking, why not more of the same next week?
No, absolutely. I think that's where our mindset is, and that's honestly really exciting to see. We haven't practiced since we got done with the South Dakota game, but I know going into tomorrow's practice that we will have the right headspace, we'll be in the right spot, and we'll get off on the right foot to start this week and start this road trip.
Couple of Pac-12 teams coming up. You got then you're on the after that one on the 18th. You're at Washington State, and you just see what Washington State did against Weber State. Weber State hadn't lost yet, and then they get their first loss. That one got out of control, got out of hand, 94-60. Yeah. So that's another good basketball team right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Washington State has had some ups and some downs this year. I've seen a little bit of their play, and ultimately they're going to be another tough team. They got some really good dudes that that we're going to have to compete against. I just think that comparative to UNC in the past, we have a lot of talent that actually matches up this year. And we talk about winning matchups. It's not necessarily who has the better team, but it's who wins matchups. And if you go back to like Montana State, they had a really good four-man matching up against me, and the three-man matching up against Dalton, who's a better matchup, and Matt's a better matchup than the one and the two and so on. So really it's just if we can win a few more matchups, six-man through the starting five is really what's going to help us win these games.
We're catching up with Bodie Hume with the UNC Bears. Again, the Bears have won three in a row. They're off a little bit until they get set to take on Arizona next week. That should be a lot of fun. Looking at the conference, I don't know how much you pay attention to it. Do you glance at the standings? Because, again, most teams have played just like you guys did. They dipped into Big Sky play for a little bit, but obviously Weber State's there. You saw Eastern Washington last night. They lose to CU. But they put up one hell of a fight. I think the spread was 18, and they only lost by three. So that's a tough basketball team.
Yep. No, they. A lot of the Big Sky has been playing really tough this year. I mean, you can't say it's not impressive that Weber State is what 8-1 now or so. They just to lose their first game this late in the season is really really respectable. Anyways, and I follow Big Sky Hoops on Instagram, so I keep in line with the records and stuff like that. So it's been kind of crazy to see. How close a lot of the Big Sky games are, honestly, whether it's Weber State against NAU or against Idaho, or even like teams that have technically been lower tier in the conference are really competing with the teams that were first, second, third in the conference. So it's been nice to see.
Yeah, it should be. Well, and I've talked about this with a lot of guys outside of the Big Sky Conference, Bodie. They talk about this conference, and they say, man, this a group of teams. There's several teams in there, including UNC, that is very tough to beat and are going to put up a great performance even against some of the best teams in basketball. And, of course, we're going to see those tests coming up. But it's got to be pretty cool to know that you're in that conference that a lot of people look at and say, man, do not sleep on the Big Sky.
Absolutely. And I think it's a lot more fun to watch, in my personal opinion, because like we talked about earlier, you don't really have guys that are going to go and score 40 points, 30 points a game. You have guys that have to play well together and play really team-oriented basketball, so it just makes basketball more fun to watch.
Yeah, no question about it, man. Well, we're excited to see kind of what the rest of the non-conference schedule holds. I think three more games for you guys before you jump into it, and then on the first, you'll go at it in the Big Sky. So we're looking forward to that. It is going to be a tight conference. It's going to be a tight race. Did you know that you guys were featured on Bad Beats on SVP on ESPN?
Did
you see
that? About
that
actually against the Montana State.
Yes,
team.
Yes, the overtime game.
Texted me about it. Yeah,
you guys ended a lot of dreams, or I don't know how that worked, but SVP. I was actually watching after the game, and then Bad Beats popped up, and it featured the UNC Bears.
Very
so
cool.
I mean, the Bears getting some nice publicity.
That's
there.
All we can ask for. Honestly.
I mean, yeah, Bad Beats. That'll work.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Well, we do want to shout out to First Advantage, of course. First Advantage. I know Jeff Kincaid, Matt Kincaid. Those guys have been such huge supporters in the entire bank, the corporation that is First Advantage. They love UNC Bears, especially the basketball side. They've been such huge supporters of you guys. And you specifically, Bodie, they just have nothing but amazing things to say about you and this team.
Yeah, no, it's been great to be here 4 years and to grow relationships with people like that. And honestly, you can't ask for better supporters than them, really.
Yeah, it's those great supporters that really help the program grow. Bodie, we wish you best of luck, man. Next week's going to be a lot of fun. Go out there and give them hell. Shock the world. Why not?
Absolutely.
It'd be fun.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, man, we'll catch up with you next week. Congrats
so
on the three in a row. That's Bodie Hume with the UNC Bears. They're sitting at 6-5. And, hey, not that it's that important, but they are tied for first place in the Big Sky Conference. Two games, but we'll take it at this stage. The Bears have three more before they jump into the Big Sky Conference play on, well, the first. It's 19 after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get into, the Nuggets last night. Nikola Jokic has to score 40 for this team to win in overtime. Can they sustain that? We'll be right back.
Southern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.